another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at the G20 summit as open world government is being announced. President Obama has been announced as president of the world at the UN, and he legally taken the chairmanship of the UN Security Council, the only true governing body in the UN that has power. The General Assembly is a puppet, powerless assembly, and the assembly admits that. He is now more powerful than the UN Secretary General. He is now more powerful than the U.S. President. He holds the dual post. Jason Douglas is with us live from protest in day two of the opening announcement for world government and the end of the dollar. Jason Burmis is at another location. We'll go to both of them after the break when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with a complete report. Jason Douglas, what are you witnessing right now?
Right now I'm in the middle of the United Steelworkers Union, and there are so many groups here all very disgruntled at what's happening with the current state of the world. We are just marching off the UPenn campus. I would estimate there's about 2,000 plus people here. It's still very peaceful, you know, people just speaking their minds and marching forward. Hopefully they're not going to use the sound cannons on us again.
Well, just to be clear how this works, the city has said no protest allowed, no permits being issued, no First Amendment. And so right at the time the police are about to engage the peaceful people, 10 to 15 hired federal agents dressed as anarchists will dump over a few trash cans for a staged CNN Fox News photo op. They will then attack the peaceful crowd. The police will, with beanbags, rubber bullets, pepper spray, CS, and the sound weapons. This is the MO. It's key, Jason, that you show people on video how right when the police arrive and try to block you and announce that it's an unlawful assembly, the public would see that on the news as abusive unless the staged anarchists give them the pretext to attack. That will happen.
Right. Exactly. They are definitely looking for any sort of excuse. I mean, they're all battle ready, and you know, most of every people are just walking around, speaking their mind. You do have these small enclaves of people that are, you know, they're pretending that they're really dissatisfied, but it's just obvious that they're hired.
Where is everybody marching to?
We're trying to make it to the convention center. They wouldn't even let the permitted protests go that direction. You know, they're just ostriches with their head in the
sand.
Well,
what I saw on the news is they're not allowing any protests. You're saying there is a permitted march?
There was one on the 20th, and they wouldn't even let that one go. There wasn't even anyone down at the convention center, but they still didn't let it go down there.
We've seen photos and videos of the sound weapon trucks, armored vehicles, even in neighborhoods, Jason, where there's literally one or two people on the street, like a nine-year-old kid with a ball in his front yard, and they still drive by and blast them.
Yeah, they're right by people's homes. I was standing by one home. It had several family members out on the stoop with their baby, and they blast the sound cannon. And it just feels like your eardrums are going to blow out of your skull.
So that is confirmed. Yesterday or today, you saw them blast a family with a baby on their front porch?
It's confirmed. I saw them, you know, they were blasting all of us.
Well, this is unbelievable. I remember in Portland 5 years ago, an anti-war march. They came and blocked it in and came up and sprayed babies in baby carriages. And the mother said, "Why are you spraying my baby?" And the policeman said, "Listen, you effing bleeper, you shouldn't bring a kid to a protest." So they love targeting children especially.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, what else do you expect from Satanists? Even if they don't know they're Satanists, that's what they are. Stay there, Jason Douglas. Rob Du with you. We'll also get a report from another area with Jason Burmis straight ahead. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 3 minutes. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That is the sounds of the march. We estimate to be more than 2,000 people in Pittsburgh marching from the university to the convention center where the G20 is meeting. Jason Burmes is there at the head of the march. At the end of the march is Rob Dew, and Jason Douglas will be going to all of them. I'll be recapping all the big developments that have happened. They are using sound cannons, even in neighborhoods, on children and people on their front porches. They go into even small side streets and announce no one allowed on the streets, basically of Pittsburgh. They invoke the state's Patriot Act that they have. It's very draconian. It has been confirmed they're using sound cannons. Even CNN admits that. But neocon sites are denying it exists because they're basically Pentagon run. That's a military tactic. They're still saying there's no New World Order. They're still saying there's no Bank of the World. They're still saying there's no global carbon tax in the media as they simultaneously announce it. That's a psychological warfare tactic to say we're not assaulting you while they're assaulting. Mindless neocons claim G20 abduction video is fake. It is clearly not fake. These are real military officers and a real police Crown Vic jumping out and grabbing a protester and dragging him away. I'm saying that it could be staged in that it's real military. We know that. But that they could be staging snatch and grabs, as we know they did in Ottawa. The Royal Mounted Police have admitted last year that they staged a attack on their own police, then had to fake arrest the anarchist, put them into police cars. That's admitted Toronto Sun. But, of course, the neocon websites are not going to admit that. They're just going to keep saying nothing's happening. There's no sound cannons. None of this is going on. Stand down. This is not an assault. Classic Pentagon operation. They're also, of course, saying that the video of sound cannons and police in black uniforms in the army sound cannoning people, including children, is fake. It's all admitted, but they're going to make it about a debate of whether it's real or not, so we never psychologically have a debate on whether it's good to have the military sound cannoning children and saying no protest allowed. They may even say Pittsburgh doesn't exist. They may even say Pennsylvania doesn't exist. So you will then debate with them that Pennsylvania exists. There are over 8,000 news articles today on Google News if you put the term New World Order in. Over 8,000. Openly announcing it's a global government, global tax, that the U.S. is going down, that Obama's great for being the new president of the world, chairing the U.N. Security Council. The U.N. Security Council exists. Obama exists. All of this exists. And, but if they can just keep saying it doesn't exist while they say it exists and it's good, then when you say I don't like it, they then say it doesn't exist. Burmese, that is classical psychological warfare. Jason Burmese reporting from the head of the march in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. Right now it looks like a little over 2,000 people. They are condensed into one street. There seems to be much less of a police presence at this march, at least at the moment. We're not really anywhere near downtown Pittsburgh yet, so we'll see what happens as we approach it if they let us go over into the downtown area. I highly doubt it. The downtown area is where you see the heaviest concentration of military. Right now I'm taping, and this is more of an eclectic group. Yesterday I didn't see any of the Iraqi war veterans against the war. Here I'm seeing dozens, if not hundreds. I'm seeing around 100, 150 free-to-threat protesters. It seems like, you know, although there is an anarchist element here, they're somewhere towards the middle of the crowd, and we can only hope that they won't be able to provocateur the event today as they did yesterday.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to wait till you get to the place where the police are masked in front and to the sides. Then once you get into the trap, police will come from behind, then the anarchists for the news media will then come out of the middle, go to the front. They'll probably stage it with the police on a hill so they can roll a garbage dumpster at them for dramatic effect like they did yesterday. They'll then open fire with rubber bullets, pepper spray, and sound cannons on the 2,000 so the media can replay yesterday and every other big event we've seen. Here's the key, Burmese. Jason Burmese reporting from Pittsburgh. We're going to play this video, which the neocons are saying is fake. They're saying it's not real military. It's clearly real military. They're clearly wearing the real badge. It's a plastic clear badge with a white badge for the police to recognize in the arm. It's clearly an unmarked Crown Vic. You can look, it's military. They're well conditioned. They're in good shape. They're big military police cops. You see the classic hired informant types giving hand signals. When you watch the video, they're giving hand signals to the police, and the guy is smiling and laughing, and the cops are, just like the urban warfare drills they do, they then do the drills live action, but don't tell people their drills. I'm almost sure watching this video as they throw him in, he's laughing, then the guy with him gives a hand signal to police, they drive off into tear gas. This is a psyop to sell people on the idea that the military pulls up and grabs you into a car, and that's how they protect they're people that have just engaged in some type of violence. We didn't see that on the video, but the video is very short. That may have happened earlier for the police to have a pretext to crack down on people. Jason Burmese.
You know, that is a big possibility, Alex. Again, we're so far out. I mean, right now, I'm standing next to a bailout sign. They've got $12 trillion in counting. Of course, we know it's over $27 trillion at this point. This is a great turnout, Alex. I would really hate to see this be ruined. Of course, we saw the chaos yesterday, and, you know, I'm prepared for anything. Hopefully, I'm going to get to be able to talk to some of these protesters when we get down to the downtown area. But I am seeing a lot of signs that are really busting through the left-right paradigm. A few people have an amalgamation of both Barack Obama and George Bush as one being. They get it. They understand this war is not over. This war is not ending. The economy is only getting worse. We are moving towards global governance. Of course, you have a lot of well-meaning idiots out here as well, but we can only hope to reach them, Alex.
Well, we're playing video right now of last night at the university with police and military, and military in riot gear with shotguns, with rubber bullets that will kill you if they shoot you from 5-10 feet away in many cases. There's been a lot of that. And they come up with a billy club and attack an innocent woman and tackle her for absolutely no reason.
Was able to catch the local news after everything had died down, and basically we had been lured into a corner where we couldn't go anywhere for about an hour. They wouldn't let us over a bridge, even on foot. I saw this one girl. She must have been, 100 pounds. I had interviewed her earlier in the day because she had a very provocative sign. She had a sign that said "Smack an Anarchist." And when I went and talked to her about it, she said, "Look, I'm all about free speech. I'm all about protesting. But when you get dressed up in black and you put a black mask on and you're here to destroy property, what is that going to accomplish?" And I was like, right on, you're dead right. We have our freedom of speech, but those people aren't helping. And that's the girl they arrest, this girl with a sign who is out there on her own trying to exercise her free speech and enlighten people to the fact that, listen, you don't need to, dress in all black and think you're a tough guy and follow along with the tours. For instance, Cindy Sheehan actually went to the anarchist meeting the night before last, before yesterday's protest, and was kicked out. They didn't want her there. They don't want legitimate voices amongst them because they know they can control the idiot masses.
Well, I'm watching the video of the guy that was arrested by the police after the military grabbed the one guy, and this looks fake to me. Clearly, with the other guy, it is fake. But if this person isn't an operative, he needs to later contact us and explain to us what happened. But talking to Douglas, talking to you, Burmis, Douglas has said it clearly looks staged with what he's seen. What do you think of these anarchists?
Well, I think a lot of them are just well-meaning idiots. However, the people in charge, the people that are directing them, obviously have an agenda. I got an interview with about 20 of the anarchists yesterday prior to the march. And, it was idiocy. I'm like, well, what your group is called what? And they were like, Team Space Bag. And I'm like, what does Team Space Bag even mean? And no one could tell me. They all just gave me a dumb look. They're just like, anarchy, anarchy. And they said some other vulgar things, but none of the issues were being discussed. They had no other objective other than to be there and try to rebel against something they know nothing about.
Well, that's how it works, is that we've been at in the Fed protests and other places, and these anarchists will come in who are well-spoken, in good shape, and they'll say, come on, let's cause trouble, let's do something bad. And then in the Fed protesters have caught them later going, yeah, we can't get these people to even jaywalk. What are we going to do? And over again, the Feds have been caught provocateuring. State police have been caught going into meetings and getting maybe 1 out of 1,000 people in a warehouse to say they'll do something violent, and then they raid the whole facility.
About 100 or so anarchists in the middle of the march in a concentrated area. Again, Alex, we'll see when we get down there. Right now, the police presence is very, very slim. The guards are not armed to the teeth as they were yesterday. I have yet to see any military. Really, the biggest concentration of riot police was at the university on the way in. Of course, this protest started right around the corner.
But, Burmis, this is how it always works. They want the march concentrated because it's easier to block in. Once you near your destination, that's when, watch, they're going to come out and block the street, then come in on the sides, let you fill up the pincer movement, and then they're going to close the gate on the back of you.
Well, let's just pray and hope that they don't start shooting tear gas like yesterday, because I've got two 2-year-olds passing me with their father right now. And I would hate to see these toddlers get into any kind of situation where they would be subject to abuse from riot police.
And there's been a lot of tear gassing going on, a lot of microwave gunning going on, a lot of sound cannoning going on. And meanwhile, the neocons are denying on their websites that any of this is even happening.
Well, it's just incredible, Alex. I don't know how the mainstream media is going to cover this, but this is at least 2,000 people. This may be on the brink of 3,000. Just milling my way to the front of the line took me about 15, 20 minutes.
Burmis, do we know why they attacked? I'm going to ask this when we come back. I'm going to ask Douglas as well. Stay there, Jason Douglas, also in another area of the march. Why did they attack the university last night? I've got video of them attacking frat kids.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're now going to Jason Douglas, who's with Rob Due in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in another area of the 2,000-plus people that we estimate are marching right now from Pitt there in Pittsburgh into another area of the city. Where again are you guys marching, Jason Douglas?
Right now we are at Seneca Street and Fifth Avenue. We're in between the convention center and UPenn, and we're still formed in one group. They haven't splintered us off yet, and there's really been minimal police in comparison to yesterday. But I assume
usually they attack on the first official day because they want to set the precedent that protesting is bad and you're violent and bad. But I think you're going to see even more tonight coming up. Continue.
Basically, I have a feeling that they're funneling us into some place. So then they'll start to splinter us off, and then they'll close the gate just like they did yesterday.
Yeah, that's the standard operating procedure. They may do something else. You've said on air, but can you elaborate that these people, these anarchists, act and behave like feds, the few engaged in violence?
Right. Well, basically, you have a large group of people dressed in black with black masks and, you know, all thing anarchist type stuff. You can tell that the larger group, you know, it's people that just want something else besides what we have right now, and are looking to anything. But then you have these capos that are basically in control of the larger group, and they're doing paramilitary stuff where, you know, they're basically funneling people. They're obviously working in coordination, and then they do these spurts of violence. It's just provocation.
I'm watching video from Pitt last night with the sound cannons hitting people. It's just unbelievably hardcore. For the radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and watch all these scores of videos we have posted that give you different snapshots of what happened. But we're also streaming this live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, the video. But it's just, Jason, I want these nighttime shots, the Darth Vader element of it. Is incredibly cinematic to get the point across in the next film. The Darth Vader.
We were actually out last night. We drove right by the area that they said all the violence took place. And once we heard it, we were thinking we were just there. So if an event happened, it was a coordinated event with the police and with the military because it happened in the middle of 15 minutes.
Here they are attacking some girl that's got away 95 pounds. She seems disoriented. The sound cannons are going off. She's asking, please don't hurt me. And then they just absolutely attack her. Boom. Billy club to the head. Boom. They pull her to the ground. Giant 250-pound man piles on top of her. The Darth Vaders continue stomping past. Unbelievable.
Yeah, how they're treating us is pretty crazy. And actually,
and the cops, cops love bugging their eyes out at everybody with pure hatred. I mean, they've really been trained to hate the citizenry of this nation.
Well, the thing
and
is,
he said, you better get that camera
like
out of my
two
face.
Different people. It's like they're two different people. When they're in the line, they have a completely blank stare. You know, you can tell they're combat hard. But I've actually caught behind the line, just the guys. Once they become guys and they just start talking to each other, they're questioning their orders. They're actually, I heard some people saying something like, you know, these people are just, you know, want to be heard. Why can't they just let them speak? So there is dissension in the race. We are having an effect out here.
Well, the cops usually figure out later that there were provocateurs hired by the feds in there. Again, it's happened all over the nation. People that aren't aware of that. The latest incident was Denver Post reported on what happened last year at the DNC in Denver. The police were posing as anarchists attacking other police. They also hire informants, federal informants, state informants. We've got Bob Chapman coming up for 30 minutes to break down what's happening with the economy and what the G20 is announcing they want to do with the economy. But I want to check back in with you guys in the last hour today, 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I also want to talk to Rob Dew at that time and check back in with Burmese. Thank you so much, Jason Douglas. Call us if any new developments happen or if they start closing the gap on you. Before 3 o'clock, if anything happens, which probably will, call in and we'll preempt programming to bring you up, okay?
Okay, I'm going to head to the head of the line and see if I can...
Well, hold on. Yeah. Don't hang up, though. I need to talk to Rob Dew because he set up our next guest, and we're having some conflicting issues here, and it's been hard to get a hold of him. So I need you to get Rob Dew so I can talk to him on the phone during this three-minute break, okay?
Okay. I will try to find him. There's a lot of people here, and we separated to do coverage.
Oh, man. And we can't get him to answer his phone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with his phone. My phone's having a lot of problems, too. It seems like Pittsburgh only has one carrier, and so everybody else that's not on that carrier is having problems receiving phone calls.
Well, the feds are known to jam them, too, at demonstrations. Look, all right, I'll talk to you during the break. We'll he's normally radio producing, doing some of that here, and we'll try to figure that out as well. I'm trying to get a hold of him since 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
We are armed!
We have to stand up for the possession
of the illegal fire! And what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, with our live coverage of the G20. Bob Chapman for the next 30 minutes is going to be joining us, maybe a little bit longer, the international forecasters. We break down the economic side of what's happening with the New World Order. But before we go to Bob Chapman, Jason Burmes in the protest, more than 2,000 people marching to the convention center from Pitt, from the university. They have been using sound cannons yesterday, video after video of them attacking young women, sound cannoning 9-year-old, 10-year-old boys in their front yards, bizarre videos of armored vehicles with sound cannons. There's got to be dozens and dozens of these units. We've got videos of 5 or 6 sound cannons together at one intersection firing at people that actually can damage the middle ear. It bypasses the eardrums, goes right to the bones in your ear, vibrating them violently. Very, very painful. Sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. These are used in Iraq. Military police are getting out of cars, running up and snatching and grabbing people and cramming them into police cars. I mean, it is something out of the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Maoist China. This is all off the charts. The USA Today, Obama set stage for New World Order. Other papers reporting he's now president of the world. CNN reporting he's now chairing the true body that runs the UN, the 15-member Security Council that has all the power. The General Assembly has no power. One member of the Security Council can veto the other 180-plus members. All of this is happening. They're openly announcing to get rid of the dollar, a new global currency, which will just be cashless in the private banks. This new Bank of the World will be the world government. They're now admitting that. You're going to pay a carbon tax to private banks, a Tobin tax. We're going to talk to Bob Chapman in one moment. Jason Burmes, InfoWars reporter, you'll be back live Sunday, 6 to 9 here, with your own show, giving your own firsthand account. We'll have incredible video, never before seen, of stuff from rooftops, of Luke Radowski bullhorning them as they hit him with sound cannons, people fleeing, just off the charts. But anything else, Jason Burmes?
Not really, Alex. I just had a group of riot police pass me with a couple of dogs. They seem to be now in a formation following protesters down. I really can't see that far ahead of me. Whether or not they're going to be warding off the streets, we are approaching the city. I'd say we're probably 1, maybe 2 miles away from the downtown area. Again, the downtown area has been nothing but restricted access. They have not let protesters in. I'm waiting to see, just along with the rest of us, what's going to happen when we get down there.
Well, I'll tell you right now, these police officers are guarding the private bankers that are openly stealing them blind, $23.7 trillion stolen in the last 10 months. They are openly aiding and abetting treason, and they're destroying their own future, so they're going to punish themselves. The videos we've seen, Burmes, of them beating young women for no reason, hitting small children in neighborhoods, and you said you saw this yesterday. Jason Douglas confirmed, we need to get a headline up, that he saw them rolling through neighborhoods, hitting people on their front porches, announcing no one's even allowed outside their homes. They don't care what your business is. Not even one person now can walk. Clearly they're hurting you. They're going to block off the street soon, block you in front, then the sides, then in back, and then attack you. Get out. As soon as you see them starting to close the net, get out so you can shoot video from the outside. Jason Burmes, great job. We salute your courage.
All right, thank you, Alex. I'll call in later with a report if I have anything.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I've been to more than 20 of these events over the years and filmed similar things happening, but never seen them use the sound cannons. I saw them having them in New York and other places and running mopeds and horses into people and tear gassing and rubber bulleting and arresting innocent people and provocateurs. And I've had the military pull guns on us once in San Antonio. But I have never seen something of this magnitude going on. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Former stockbroker, former gold broker, at one time ran the biggest private newsletter out there, came back out of retirement with the International Forecaster, also worked in military intelligence. Always great to have him on with us. We were off last Friday, so we skipped our meeting with him, but it's good to have him here. Bob, quite a momentous occasion. They're openly announcing Obama as president of the world, openly announcing he's the head of the UN Security Council, the real power position in the UN, the chairmanship. Openly announcing world government and an end to the dollar. This is amazing.
Well, it was expected. We didn't know when, but it was expected, and it's happening. It's still going to take them a long time to try to implement this. They're going to get all kinds of heat from the American public and the public of other countries as well. And I think their pronouncements regarding cutting back on the amount of money and credit and the amount of money being issued by central banks to keep banks within their systems functioning, all of that is a smokescreen. They cannot cut back. If they cut back, the whole system collapses. Now, it all depends on when they want to collapse the system, too. But I figure they'll try to keep it going for about a year and a half to two more years, and then I think they're going to pull the plug. And that, what I mean by that is they'll stop inundating the world economy with money and credit and shut it down. It will go into a deflationary depression. They'll probably accompany it by biological warfare against everybody in the world. And then I think they'll make their move for world government.
Continue, Bob.
I think that this meeting is really a facade for something more important that they've got planned down the road. They really didn't go deeply into anything except each country auditing one another to make sure that they weren't getting themselves into any further financial trouble. And that would be overlooked by the IMF. And that's a new development. They also want world regulation of all securities transactions. They also want to tax it as well, incidentally.
And they're openly announcing in Times of London, BBC, AP, Reuters, everything we've broken down they would do, because we were reading their own documents for decades. It's no surprise, but for the public it is, who was denying what we were saying, that the very same private banks that created the derivatives bubble are now going to be the world regulators, and it's going to be a private bank of the world that we pay our taxes to, and then the UN just serves as their military enforcer, along with NATO and the United States. And Obama said in speeches, America must serve the New World Order. And the media is praising him, saying, oh, he admits America isn't powerful anymore. I mean, this is unbelievable treason, Bob. And to see him chair the UN Security Council, something no president would do before on the rotating council, because it's unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 9. Speak to that.
Well, you're absolutely right. But to these people, the Constitution doesn't mean anything. They are the ultimate law. They are, you know, they do what they want to do. And they're going to continue to do that as long as we let them. And that's why your program and programs like it and the publications such as The Forecaster is so important. And believe me, we discussed this before. We are reaching the public. They are waking up. And the military knows exactly what's going on at all of the medium to lower levels. They know what the government's pulling, what they're doing. I have them on every week on one of the programs, and the information that comes in is incredible. In fact, we just got a heads up on, and I don't know if you've heard about this, but there were three ships which were out of San Diego, and one of them, I guess, off the coast of Spain.
Yeah, it's in the Associated Press.
Right. But I've got the information from or some of the wives of these people. And so it'll be in tomorrow's issue as to the fact that two of the senior officers in one of the ships died with this experiment that they pulled using American military people as guinea pigs.
Wait, are you saying Project Shad or something similar has been reignited?
Yes. And in fact, I will send you a copy of what I'm putting out as soon as we get off the program. I just sent a piece to Bill Deagle, who had requested I send it to him when I got the information. And I'll give it to you as soon as I get off the air. I can't do it at this very moment.
Is it okay if we link to it at that point, or you want us to wait till tomorrow?
No, you do anything you want.
All right.
This is public information.
Okay, good. We'll get it up. Now, I just wanted to be sure, Bob. A separate issue. Then I'm going to talk about the police state going on in the G20, the suspension of the First Amendment publicly by the police, literally hitting children with sound cannons on video, in photos. I wanted to bring this up to you. Classic MO, like we've seen in all the other cases, of where they provocateur some mentally ill person, or it's an informant patsy they set up. They admit in Dallas and in Illinois, they wanted to bomb a 60-story skyscraper in Dallas, where I'm from, the big pyramid building. They wanted to bomb a federal building in Illinois. And in each case, it says the feds made a bomb where the person's commander, they thought their Al-Qaeda commander, gave it to them to go carry it out. And these guys are both out of prisons, which is where they always recruit them out of. And it's the same story every time. Where they go, even CNN goes, oh, yeah, the FBI went and found the guy, let him, gave him the truck bomb, what he thought was a truck bomb, gave him the other bomb. Totally staged at the same time, now being blamed on Iran, as they openly say Iran now has hidden nukes, just like they said with Iraq, the WMDs that didn't exist, and that Israel may hit Iran. Can you speak to that?
Well, it's all a fallacy, as we know. and it's a setup, and they may be looking to attack Iran, finally.
And they're using the same script. They're just changing the last letter from Iraq to Iran, a Q to an N. We've had a lot of experts and former CIA analysts on. They're saying if Iran is hit, any one of the three scenarios is going to be devastating.
That's right, because I'm sure that Russia and then China will get involved on the other side. And it'll be nuclear warfare. There's no doubt in my mind, and all I can say to you is, listeners, go and look at some of the pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki a few days after the bomb was dropped. You won't want to look at it. There was nothing left standing virtually.
Well, I'll tell you why I believe it may have been green-lighted. Benjamin Netanyahu says it is. Medvedev, the puppet president of Russia, is saying, oh, we're going to go ahead and put sanctions on Iran. This came 2 weeks after Netanyahu, Jerusalem Post reported, as well as Moscow Times, traveled to Moscow in a secret meeting to get the green light to hit them. And then suddenly Obama announced they're not going to do the missile system now as a tit for tat. It looks like Russia may have gotten on board.
Possible, but I was told by my informants that they are now able to accomplish the same thing via submarine as they could have with the missile emplacements in Poland and the radar in Czechoslovakia. And I was told that Netanyahu was virtually thrown out of the office because he demanded that Russia stay out of it if Israel went after Iran. And there was a big argument. And that's, you know, I have to treat it as rumor in as much as you never know how good intelligence is. I had that in the publication on Wednesday, I believe. But and one of my people wrote in, and I just actually published it the way it was. But, you know, it's hard to say here what they're going to do because there's so much misinformation, and there's so much information that we don't get. This is a big thing. I do know that they're planning on putting 500,000 troops and mercenaries in Afghanistan, and they've got about 160 now, and they're planning.
Yes, that's now been leaked from the Pentagon, 500,000 troops. Boy, what a peacenik Obama is. Let me shift gears here, Bob. I want to get your take on this. Microwave guns, we have video, we've been playing it, driving through neighborhoods, just no one's even on the street. People are videotaping out their windows, and there's photos we've got. I was looking at it last night. Aaron's still asleep because he was up till 5 a.m., I'm told. I left it at 2 after I was on Coast to Coast AM and did some work here. I should have printed that off, but it was photos and videos on his computer. I can go check during a break and try to find it, of like little kids just walking down the street or in their front yard. No one's, and they got a ball. It's the classic shot, and here comes an armored vehicle hitting them with LRAD. I mean, these cops are just mad dogs, like mad dogs that have tasted blood in a feeding frenzy. I mean, little kids are bad now? And because they're saying, no one's allowed on the streets. No one. Go in your houses. Woo! You know, hitting the... I mean, what is that, Bob?
All I can tell them is we better start taking names. There's going to be retribution for stuff like that.
But, I mean, why would police drive through neighborhoods where there are no protesters? You can see on the videos, the cameras panning and the photos we've got of separate incidents. And you've got families on their front porches. And doing them say they have this video, but they're too busy to try to upload it because they're running on the streets. And then their laptop was crapping out last night. They stayed up late trying to do it. But the point is that they've got video, they say, of people on their front porches. Douglas has this. Just literally being hit with the LRAD going, why? Ah! I mean, now in America, you can't be on your porch?
Well, there's one of two reasons. They either want to stir up an uprising by attacking people in this way, or they're just plain demented.
Well, I think it's like a bully likes to sit on top of you and spit in your face and punch you. And I just think it's, they've been told, let them know they're sirs. Let them know you're in charge. They admit the black uniforms and masks are for intimidation.
Well, that's true.
But how can a real man, and I'm not saying I'm some tough guy or something, but I would be ashamed of messing with weak people. You know, I mean, I would be ashamed. My instincts are leave weak people alone. But boy, some big guy starts something with me. I mean, that gets me fired up. Like, I mean, isn't that how you're supposed to be, that a warrior wants to fight other warriors, not go around messing with 9-year-old kids and 95-pound women?
Absolutely. And you're right. That's normality. That's the way normal people would react to that. And people will pick on children and families that are non-combatants, if you want. They're either demented or they're trying to get these people to start shooting at them or something.
Well, they're out of their minds is what they are. I mean, this is insane. Amazing. By the way, Dave Mustaine is on. Rob is the producer that handled that. He left town on short notice, didn't get Dave Mustaine's home number he's at right now. He's obvious, and so we've got that now. Dave Mustaine is coming up, start of the next hour. Final segment with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, straight ahead. You don't want to miss this.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Thank you.
the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity.
Crimes code.
If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code.
Disperse.
No matter what your purpose is.
Chapman is our guest. Bob, I'll just ask you live here on air. We got Dave Mustaine coming on. I don't know what your schedule is today, but I want to finish up with you on where the economy's going, what the G20 is doing from your analysis. You want to come up with us in about an hour and a half again for another 30, or do you just want to pop in next Friday? We can cover it then.
No, I can come back. I'm free in an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, my friend. We're going to get a report at the start of the hour from my guys at the G20. The timing should be it's going to get hot and heavy by then. My little nose tells me, but they'll be popping in. But, yes, I'd like to have you the last 30 minutes of the show. T-minus 1 hour, 30 minutes from now, my friend.
Okay, and Judy just sent you the information on those ships and the casualties on your email, which starts wave 2.
Okay, good. We will.
It now.
All right. Thank you, Bob. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll get into the economy for a full 30 minutes because people really are concerned about that. Your take on the flu and a lot more coming up. God bless you.
Bye bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I did want to spend some time here today telling you about the new film we're carrying that I'm in and that I also consulted on. It's Camp FEMA. It's discounted out of the gates. You can also get one of my Joker InfoWars fascism or socialism Obama Joker poster shirts with it for $5.95 when you get it with Camp FEMA for a limited time. When these shirts are sold out, we're not going to make any more of the Obama Joker posters shirts. So that's available at Infowars.com, and your purchase not only gives you a shirt to get the word out, high-quality video to educate your friends and family about the real FEMA camps, how they really operate, all the rumors in, the documentation begins with Camp FEMA, but you can also get the T-shirt for $5.95. I'll tell you, we make about a dollar on that shirt. We don't care. We just want to get the information out to people. That's all available at Infowars.com. Also, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But we've got Dave Mustaine coming on with his new album, Endgame. We're going to be putting that on screen for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. To be clear, we're simulcast on AM, FM, Global Shortwave Satellite, and the Friday show re-airs Saturdays on XM. But please get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, at Infowars.com. This is the eugenics film. This exposes the master plan. This exposes the world government and how a U.S. president in the future would become head of the Security Council. That's now happened. This film needs to be seen by everyone. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and, of course, Camp FEMA. That is so vital at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That number again to call and ask questions or ask about combos and specials or to get the mailing address 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com is the easiest and best way. And we're simulcasting the radio show visually as a television program as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dave Mustaine, founder and lead guitarist of Megadeth, joining us straight ahead about his new album, Endgame. It's got the FEMA coffins on the cover. I'll give you an idea what it's about.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.